sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Welcome to the first episode of That's a Freebie of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Let's start the show, as we always start the show, with an Ask a Freebie question. This week's question comes from listener Anthony. And Anthony says, do you prefer Christmas or New Year? Really easy answer to that. It is Christmas. I am not that big of a fan of New Year. I could happily go to bed at 10 o'clock and sleep through it. Although this New Year had a pretty good New Year. I'll talk about that later. But yeah, normally I'm not really a fan of New Year. I'm not a big partier. Don't really like being in places with lots of people if I can help it. So yeah, definitely Christmas for me. Get to spend time with the family, get time away from like my main job. It's good. It's good to be able to just, I don't know, chill out and have some free time, I guess. Time where you're not expected to do anything because everybody's got their own thing to do during Christmas. So there's no expectations on you from people wanting to meet up with you and things like that. It does happen. It's a good time of year to do it, but it's okay to say no during that time of year. I mean, it's worth pointing out, it's always okay to say no, but you do feel like you've got a little bit more freedom to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that during Christmas because you've got other obligations. If you would like to send your own question to open up the show, just go to thatsafreebie.com and you can fill in the feedback form on there. I'm open to any kind of question. Send me whatever you've got. If I don't want to answer it, I just won't read it. Just before the kids broke up for Christmas, you may remember that McDonald's started doing what's called the Grimace Shake. I don't really know what the hoo-ha was about it, to be honest. I never had one. I don't drink milkshakes, really, if I can help it. It's not good for me. It's not good for the people around me. I'm lactose intolerant, so it's definitely not good for the people around me. But the boy got really into these Grimace shakes, or he really wanted to try one, so he ordered a Grimace shake. And his sister decided to tell him that if you drink a Grimace shake, apparently Grimace will visit you and try and kill you. I don't know where this came from. She must have seen it somewhere on something, probably YouTube. She doesn't have social media, so she's probably seen it on YouTube. So she's told him this, and he's taken it really to heart. He told us the day after that when he was in school, him because one of his friends also had one. Him and his friends kept seeing purple blurs in the vision whenever they turned. They could see like as if Grimace was running and hiding. So they made a game out of it. They were like running around the playground pretending they were hiding from Grimace. They kept finding secret messages from Grimace saying that he was going to kill them. He got himself a bit worked up over it. I tried to reassure him a bit because on the way out of school, you could tell it had sort of all started piling up on him a bit. He was all right when he was with his friends, but now he's on his own. He's a bit like, is Grimace going to try and kill me? So I said to him that, you know, there's no need to worry about stuff like that because when it's not new. Like you could walk into a McDonald's and there'd be somebody dressed up as Grimace for a birthday party. And he said, oh, well, why did they stop doing that, Dad? And I couldn't help myself. I turned, I looked at him and I went, because too many children went missing. And yeah, it scared him to death. Probably shouldn't have done it. But it was fun at the time. He's over it now. He's completely forgotten about Grimace. He did for a while say that he was afraid of the colour purple because apparently Grimace could rise up out of the colour purple. I hope not because I'm recording this right now on a purple iPad. So if I suddenly go like silent, it's because Grimace has emerged from my iPad and killed me. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Also, I definitely never drank a Grimace shake, so I'm pretty sure I'm safe. We fell for the trap this year that we've said we wouldn't do many years in the past. I did mention this before Christmas, but I thought I'd give you the best of the Elf on the Shelf. Yes, we fell for the Elf on the Shelf thing. I realise now why people say don't do it. It's so annoying having to come up with something for this bloody elf on the shelf every single week. It's hard, and it's every day. It's not every single week. It's every day. It's really hard to do. My favourite ones that we did were the washing machine roller coaster. I think I told you about that one previously. I had them trying to steal the car. So I snuck out in the morning while the kids were getting dressed, and I put one of them halfway through the car window and one of them holding on to the door handle of the car. It made it look like they were trying to steal the car. That was good. And my other favourite one is one night we couldn't quite work out what to do, so I decided to just dangle them from the Christmas lights as if we were climbing on them. But that led to the one near the door kept getting his head trapped in the door. Every single time I opened the door, the elf would swing into the door and shut the door and crush the elf's head in the door. And so the day after, I put him in the kitchen holding a box of paracetamol, which I thought was quite a good one. The kids were like, "Oh, Dad, that's because you kept trapping his head in the door. Why did you do that?" So that was quite fun. We did this thing called the buddy concert. Now, the buddy concert is, well, it's based on, so at school they have this thing called the buddy system, and it means that all the children in year six have a reception child that they're paired up with, and they're called their buddies. So they're almost like a little mentor to them, so they help them adjust to being in school, and it's really, really good. My daughter's been looking forward to this ever since she was, well, in her first year at school. She's wanted to be the big buddy. She was the little buddy, obviously, when she first started. She wanted to be the big buddy, and she's really been looking forward to it. And she got one of the kids that she wanted as well, which was great. But yeah, they do a concert where the buddies and the buddies, so the big buddies and the little buddies, they sing a few Christmas carols together, and it's to help the little ones adjust to, like, performing in assemblies and things like that. It's really cute. But you get to meet the parents. So they sit the parents at a table with the other parents, but just you. No, so we're all on separate tables. So we're on a table with the other person's parents. And it's dead awkward. You've never met them before. The only thing you've got in common is that your children go to the same school. And you've got to make small talk for like an hour. And at the end of it, when they finished doing the concert, they're just like, "Oh, there you go. Here's some coffee and biscuits." No chat. And we're like, "Oh, okay. Hi. How are you?" It was weird. It was strange. But it was all right. It was good. They seemed like nice people. Her buddy was lovely. What I did get really struck by is over the course of the years that they've been in school, my daughter's always been one of the smallest in the class. But looking at it now, she's one of the biggest in the class, which was really strange. She's, I think, third. I said to her afterwards, I said, "You're almost one of the tallest ones in the class." And she said, "Well, actually, Dad, I am third. We've all measured." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Yeah, they'd all decided to measure themselves, and they know exactly what order each person is in height in the class. I think I remember doing something like that at school myself when I was at school. It's a weird thing, isn't it? It's kind of all you've got to have as a competition, I guess, at that age. And the last thing I saw before Christmas that's on my list of things I'm going to tell you about, because it was astonishing, wasn't that astonishing, it was just a bit weird, was the lady who decided to try and put a box bigger than a bin inside a bin. I'm sat outside Boots in the Arndale in Manchester, and somebody came out. She clearly just picked an order up, and there was a massive box. She took all the stuff out of the box, put them in a bag, walked over to the bin, and just sort of shoved it at the hole in the bin, and it was way bigger. She couldn't work out why it kept falling out. She just kept putting it on and trying to balance it on the bin. At no point did she think, "I could make this item smaller by crushing it." No, in the end, she sort of pushed it into the bin, shoved it in. It fell off, hit the floor. She looked around to see if anyone was watching. Everybody was. She giggled and ran away. It was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen somebody do. Or maybe not ever, but certainly in recent time. This is the part of the show where normally I would go to Podtails and we'd have a Podtails topic. But this week, I'm not going to be doing a Podtails topic. Simply because I've got way more stuff I want to tell you about that's happened over the last few weeks, mostly around Christmas Day and onwards. And I have not had the time to prepare a Podtails topic, so there isn't going to be one this week. It will return as normal in 2 weeks, because if you recall, the show is now going to be a two-weekly show, which means it's every 2 weeks, not just two a week. We realise that sounded different to how I meant it at first. But yeah, we're going to carry on with the news. So let's move on to Christmas. We got the kids this year new iPads. That was their main present. They had like little things as well. We tend to buy a main present, maybe a couple of things that they've asked for, and then they get so many things from everybody else in their lives as well that we don't overdo it with gifts. We are very much a get the main present kind of family. So we got them iPads. The girl opens her iPad first, and she was happy, but she was also like eyeing up the other presents that she hadn't unwrapped. So she was kind of like, oh, amazing, an iPad, I can't wait to go on that. And then put it to one side and started carrying on. And I could see the boy looking, going, oh, she got an iPad, I can't believe that. Like, you could just see it in his eyes. And he was probably also thinking, oh, maybe I've got one as well. And he kept seemed to go for the boxes that looked like they could be iPad shapes at that point, and they weren't. Anyway, eventually, he did. He opened up his iPad. He saw the iPad, and I've never seen somebody so appreciative of a gift in all my life. He looked at it, and he went, thank you. And he just started crying, and he got up and he hugged us both, and he said, I don't have to keep charging the battery all the time now, and I don't have to keep quitting my games because it won't run anymore. And he just lost it, and he couldn't keep it together anymore, and he cried for a little while. He had to calm himself down, and then he got on with opening the rest of his presents then. It was very cute. He very clearly appreciated it, and he looks after it like I've never seen anybody look after anything now. He treats it with kid gloves. Every time he does something on it, he's like, Dad, is this okay? I'm not going to damage it by doing this, am I? And it's like, no, it's okay. All you're doing is charging it. It's fine. It's designed to do that. Don't you worry. The other thing he got was a watch. He's been asking for a watch for a while. We got him a digital watch because, let's be honest, most clocks these days are digital, and he finds it a bit easier. He's new to the world of telling time, so it's been a bit easier for him. It does mean, though, that he has not stopped telling us the time over and over again. Like, every 10 minutes he'll tell us the time. But he is starting to learn. It's quite clever. Well, clever. It's quite good the way he's doing it, because he looks at it that often now that he started to realise certain, like, he notices the hours more. He'll be like, oh, when it gets to this hour, that's when we usually start having our lunch. Or when it gets to this hour, that's when we have our evening meal. And we've had to start calling it the evening meal because I call it tea. He calls it dinner. Everybody calls it something different. So we've started calling it now the evening meal. And if we have supper, that's the last meal of the day, or the last snack of the day. Then we've had to start wording these things just so that they know what we're talking about, because otherwise they'll be saying, where's my other meal? I've not had my last meal yet. You're like, yeah, you had tea. No, that wasn't my last meal. Oh, it's been a nightmare. But anyway, that's how we've had to start naming things. But yeah, tells us the time all the time. Absolutely loves his new watch. The only drawback is he wouldn't take it off. He kept keeping it on, so it's rubbed him now, and it's caused a little bit of a blister on his wrist. So he's moved it to the other wrist, and he's decided now that he's only going to wear it during the day. So he takes it off at night. But yeah, absolutely loves it. My wife got Lego. Which is pretty much a staple gift for her, to be honest. It's always an easy thing to get her is Lego. She really likes the, you know, where you can build like Main Street. She likes all the different ones of them, so we often get another part of that each year. This year, however, I got the Elphaba and Glinda's dormitory from Wicked, because she absolutely loves Wicked, and she loves the Lego. So she built it. It's cool. It's really good, actually. Yeah, it folds up nice and small, like a suitcase type thing, a valise, and she keeps opening it up and playing with it. It's quite funny. I've never seen her play with Lego before. She also, so everybody must have this in their family. You mention that you like a specific animal, so that becomes your animal. Everybody, if somebody buys you something, they always try and find that animal on it. Like, with me, it's pigs, because me and my mum used to call each other piggy. So if somebody buys me, like, socks, for example, they'll probably have pigs on them. Or there's a member of my wife's family who everything's always giraffes, and my wife is frogs. She got frogs galore. She got a cup with frogs on. She got socks with frogs on. She got a onesie that was a frog. So she wears a frog onesie now, like, all the time. Doesn't take the thing off. But yeah, she always gets frogs galore, is the best way of putting it. What did I get for Christmas? You might be thinking. I got my main present. I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm saving that for the after show. So if you're a subscriber, you will get to hear all about my new present and my new probably obsession for a while, which might fuel a lot of content for this podcast's after show. Because, well, as you'll hear, it could be something that will take me a long time to master. Also requires spending a lot of money on buying other bits. You'll see. I also got socks. Now, socks when you're a kid, terrible gift. Socks when you're an adult, love them. I'm a big fan of two types of socks. I like socks that are odd socks, and there is a company called Odd Socks that sells socks that are odd. But they're odd in such a way that they're paired. It's weird. If you have a look on the website, you'll understand what I mean. You can tell which ones go with one another, but they are actually odd socks. And there's another company called Oddballs, and I really like their socks and their underwear. Mostly because, so one of the problems I've always had, well, not always, but not for several years now anyway, is that I always ran out of them. Like, I don't know what would happen. They'd just disappear and I'd run out of them. So I never had an abundance of them. I would have enough to wear a pair each day. And then I'd probably, if I hadn't done any washing, that's it, I'm stuck. I'd have to go and wash them so that I had new underwear and socks. So Oddballs, they're called, yeah, Oddballs, do like a subscription where you can subscribe and you get a pair of socks and a pair of underpants every month. So I did that for a couple of years. So I've got loads now, right? However, because of my issue I have where I get hives, if I wear socks and I pull them up like how they're supposed to be, pressure on my ankles causes me to get hives around my ankles and my ankles as well. So I always have to wear them, not rolled down because that's just stupid, but just pulled down, you know, so I don't stretch them up. I put them on and then push them back down. So for that reason, I like trainer socks. So I have quite a few pairs of them as well. But it turns out Oddballs have now started doing trainer socks. So I got a load of them. And they're great. They're the best thing. They're amazing. I'm wearing them right now. Perfect. The absolute perfect socks for me. I also got a pair of Coca-Cola socks. I got these from the boy. He bought me a gift pack that has two bottles of Coca-Cola and some socks, which was quite cute. So I got that. I got a cup, which I'm describing as an egg cup, but it's not an egg cup. It's a cup with eggs on it. Now, you probably know of my great dislike of eggs. They are the worst things to exist, is probably the only way I can put that right now. I am not getting into my fear of eggs, but suffice to say, I don't like eggs. Anyway, my best friend bought me a cup that's yellow and had fried eggs on it. So that's going to the back of the cupboard. I think that was mostly it for the presents this year, as far as I recall. Yeah, I got... No, actually, Vaddy's not it for the presents this year. One of the best presents I got was a bottle of Jack Daniels. Now, I don't ordinarily drink, but this year I knew that I would be not needing to drive on Christmas Day because we weren't having my mother-in-law over. We usually have the mother-in-law over on Christmas Day, but we weren't this year because she was going to one of the other siblings. And so... I was considering buying myself a bottle of Jack Daniels. Anyway, one of my friends from work overheard this. Well, I say overheard. We were having a conversation about this and he bought me one, which was very nice of him. So thank you, friend from work. You know who you are. Between me and my wife, we've drunk about half the bottle now. Turns out she likes it as well. Hadn't quite realised. But yes, very good gift because it is, yeah, it's just the kind of thing I do like to drink when I drink. So yeah, and it's not the kind of thing I would normally have in because I don't normally buy stuff like that. Let's talk about Christmas Day. Didn't have to drive. I've already told you that. Got a bottle of JD. We had Christmas dinner, obviously. We had what I think is the perfect Christmas dinner. So for me, it is turkey, obviously, because you've just got to have turkey on Christmas Day. I understand people that don't. Because it's not the best meat, is it? It's generally quite dry. It's never that dry when we make it. I think we've found the balance now where it's okay. But we normally buy a turkey crown because it's just much, much easier. We did one year buy a full turkey, and it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. I had to pull the neck out of it. I had to find the giblets in there, the bag of giblets. I had my hand right in that thing, and for ages I could not find anything. And my wife's like, no, it's definitely in there. It even says it on the packaging. And I'm searching around inside this turkey's neck hole. And then eventually I was like, oh, hang on, there's this big bone here. What if I pull that? And it was gross. Why would you want that? Why put the neck back in there in the first place? Like, I don't understand it. There's probably a reason, and I don't want to know what that reason is. I'm not looking it up. But then eventually I found the bag of giblets, and yeah, that, it was years ago. So we've sworn off doing that now. We never buy a full turkey because we never eat it either. It would go to waste. We always buy a turkey crown, and then we baste it and cook it in the oven, and it's great. Did we this year cook it in the air fryer? No. We cooked it in the oven. So we have turkey. We also have gammon. We cooked the gammon in the air fryer this year, but I did finish it off in the oven because it just didn't brown in the way I expected it to. But I only had to put it in the oven for about 15 minutes at the end just to give it a bit of color, because it looked so uncooked. It was cooked, it just didn't look it, you know. It just didn't, I wouldn't have felt comfortable eating it how it was, but it went all right. It was fine. And then of course we've got roast potatoes, mash. I do generally would prefer carrot mash, like a carrot and swede mash. But we didn't do that this year. We just had carrots. Sprouts. I know there's a whole controversy with sprouts. I don't know what it is about them, but it doesn't feel like Christmas dinner without them. And I don't even like them. However, they have got less and less bitter over the years. And I actually thought that this was my taste buds changing over time. But the reality is sprouts have purposely been bred over the last, like, 2 decades to get rid of the bitterness that's in them, just to make them a bit more tolerable to people. What we tend to do is we tend to quarter the sprouts, pod them with some like bacon lardons, fry them up, and then chuck them in with the rest of the veg and honey roast everything. So that's always nice. We had, I think we had cauliflower, parsnips, carrots I've already mentioned. Carrots, we like the little baby carrots, you know, you just chop them in half and rather than sliced carrot. I've never been a fan of sliced carrot, I don't know why. Just the texture of it, I think. Gravy, obviously. And Yorkshire puddings. And stuffing. That's basically our Christmas dinner. And I think that is one of the best Christmas dinners you can have. After dinner, I actually missed the main part. So this year, I nearly didn't tell you about this. So this year, the boy decided that he wanted lobster for his starter. We normally have like some sort of pate, but he wanted lobster. So we bought him a lobster. We got like a... You can buy them frozen in like the Iceland warehouse place, and you just basically you let it defrost and it's ready to eat. You don't have to do anything with it. Well, you have to cut it up. So of course that fell on me to do the choppy choppy of the lobster. Not a nice experience. Not a nice experience. There is a video of me doing it somewhere, which I'm not sharing with y'all. So don't even ask. Yeah, it was. So first I had to twist the claws off. Then I had to get a knife and put it in between its eyes and cut straight down its back and chop it in half, separate it, scrape out the red and green bits from the inside, and what's left is the lobster meat. There was hardly any. It said serves two, and there is no way that would have served two people that like lobster. Anyway, we all tried it because you've got to try it, right? Not a fan. I didn't dislike it. But I don't think I'd choose to eat it if there was anything else. If I was to go somewhere and they were to go, "Your lobster, sir," I'd go, "Oh, thank you," and I'd eat it. But I wouldn't go, "I'd like to order lobster off this menu, please." Because, yeah, was not a huge fan of it, really. But, yeah, anyway, the boy took one bite of it, said, "That's nice, but I don't want any more," which I think pretty much sums up my feelings on it as well. Rest of the day, we spent relaxing, playing with all our new toys. I played with my new toy, which you will find out about in the after show. We played some games, which is always nice. I can't remember what games we played, actually. Nah, it's gone. It's gone out of my head. No idea. But we played some games. Just like quick games, nothing huge. We didn't get like Monopoly out or anything like that. Oh, we could have done, but we didn't. And then we all went to bed, had a nice night, and then I had 2 days off after that, which was great. So we just spent those 2 days visiting family and basically just playing with all of our new toys. It was nice. It was a good Christmas this year. And of course, what comes after Christmas? Work. Yeah, we all had to go back to work. Yeah. But then what comes after that? New Year. So this year for New Year, like I said previously, right at the start of the show, not really a big fan of New Year. I'm not a partier, but we do go round and visit some friends on New Year's Eve. Can't remember what it was called then. I knew it had a name. We visit a group of friends from church, and they are obviously, well, not obviously, but they are more elderly, I suppose, is the way of putting it. I wouldn't say elderly, but older than us. So they're obviously celebrating a quieter New Year than most, which is what we like. So we go around there and we always play board games. This year we played Cranium. We played the game, you know, where you stick something to your head and you have to ask 20 questions and guess what it is. I'm really bad at that, it turns out. I can't remember what else we played. There was another game we played in there. Oh, we've got a game called Herding Cats. Very hard to describe, but it's basically like charades, except the people doing the acting out are given potentially one of two things to act out that look similar. So you have to try and work out who's doing the same thing and all that kind of stuff. It's a good game. It's not too bad. It's a fun game. It's good for groups of people rather than just a few people. Like, you need, realistically, you need at least 5 or 6 people to play it for it to be worthwhile doing. So yeah, that was nice. We almost missed the new year because we were busy making the biggest glow stick ring you've ever seen, because we got glow sticks out and we had like 200 of them. So we were just attaching them all together. Yeah, we almost missed the new year. We realized at like 30 seconds past midnight that it was time to like put the TV on, quick, put BBC on, watch the fireworks. So we just about caught it in time. That was good. And then I was in work the day after, so we went on pretty sharpish, really, so that I could go to sleep because, well, I needed to, yeah. According to my Apple Watch the day after, I slept for 3 hours before going into work. Didn't feel like it, though. I've got to admit, it was actually not too bad. So I'm going to end this week with a pick of the week because I do actually have one. This week's pick of the week is the app Marvel Unlimited. It's basically a comic reading app. I've read comics for years, but there's loads I haven't read. Absolutely loads. Like, for example, I never read Spider-Man. Like, I never read any of the Spider-Man comics. Or I read the occasional few. Maybe I'd read the occasional graphic novel if it was like a storyline that I wanted to make sure I'd read. But more often than not, I was reading, I would read like Daredevil, Avengers comics, things like that. I never read the individual Spider-Man ones. And I decided that I wanted to. I got Marvel Unlimited, subscribed to that. I think it's like £9.99 a month. But you get the entire back catalogue of Marvel comics. And I think they are roughly about, for most publications, they're about 6 months behind where they're up to, like in the printed versions, if memory serves me right. It does say it somewhere on the website. But it's been good. I've been reading them on my iPad mini, and it's just a great device for reading comics on. And the app works well as well. It does the whole, you can either see the whole page or you can show it panel by panel. Really enjoying the panel by panel view. It's dead hard to say that. Yeah, I normally don't like that. Like on a bigger screen, not a fan of it, but on the smaller screen, it's nice. It works really well. So yeah, that is my pick of the week. I'm going to end the main show there and say thank you very much for listening. You have been a great audience, and you hopefully will continue to be a great audience into the year. I have quite a few ideas for this year, so hopefully the show will grow even more. And hopefully by the next time you hear me, I'll have the correct audio interface and it'll sound even better. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? If you want to know more about the show and how you can find me on social media, go to thatsafreebie.com, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks' time.